Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Hicks. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting third. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bud Zipfel. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ken Retzer. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Shave. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Hobaugh. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Hobaugh. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting third. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ruben Gomez. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ruben Gomez. And now, play ball. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Batty fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Power moves to second. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobaugh fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gomez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Brinkman reaches second base with a double. Ed Hobaugh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobaugh strikes out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hicks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Shave settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rollins takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Killebrew reaches second base with a double. Rollins goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Twins. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first, with Gomez covering, for the out. One out. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Hicks. Allen reaches second base with a double. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals strikes out. Two outs. Ruben Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Retzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 0-for-1 in the game. Retzer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-1 in the game. Shave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Killebrew. Shave reaches second base with a double. Locke moves to third. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Locke scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Twins. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Hobaugh. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King takes first base on ball 4. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 0-for-2 in the game. Hicks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shave scores. King moves to second. It's 4-2, Twins. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Batty. King moves to third. Hicks moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. King scores. Hicks scores. It's Senators, 4, Twins, 4. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Batty and he is out, Allen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4. And the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Benny Daniels now pitching. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Senators 4, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Hinton hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Zipfel takes first base on ball 4. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Retzer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-2 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Camilo Pasquale now pitching. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Locke. The throw from Batty and he is safe. Locke steals second. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Shave strikes out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-2 in the game. Batty hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. One out. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hicks strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Shave scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0-for-2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into center field. Hicks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Camilo Pascual is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascual hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-3 in the game. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins juggles the ball. That's an error on Rollins. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Zipfel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Retzer hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Locke hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-3 in the game. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Shave hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green. Shave reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Brinkman strikes out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0-for-1 in the game. Daniels strikes out. Batty drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Daniels out. Two outs. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Twins 4. The Twins will come to bat. Chuck Cotter now playing second base. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Allison strikes out. Two outs. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0-for-3 in the game. Batty takes first base on ball 4. Marty Martinez pinch runs for Earl Batty. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.